Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, young boy, what up, star?
What up, my nigga?
Hey, go ahead, man. We about to hit the dinner today, man. We about to
smash it up.
Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True black boy, ho, I'ma do it my way. Swerve, swerve, shout it. Sitting pretty in his low, man. Cocaine white, everybody call it bird gang. Those come up open, slip on guard like a slime, man. 745 boy ride like an airplane. Fresh out the gate with the matching baiting mate. 26 ride high, so you know they gon' wait. Customize the Carolina lack boys on the plate. Got the shoes to match the whip and the keys to the state. Ain't inside of bullshit, goddamn like great. Hit the interstate, stuntin' by 511 cars, different. Super clean, count stacks in the lap. Tell your baby daddy ho, see if he can top that. Tell your baby daddy ho, see if he can top that. Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True black boy ho, I'ma do it my way. Swerve, swerve, shout it. Sundown, lights reflecting off my grill. Paint fresh, looking wet, spider webs on my wheels. Carolina blue, regal with the T-top side. Suicides with the dough handles knocked out. JDL's beating hard tags and my trunk tight. I don't like that rattling, I like my music like my mic. Full tank of gas, about to hit the ramp to 85. Two boxes of Dutchess just to get me and my lady high. See us in your rear view. Right lane, driving slow. Northbound, slowing down just to see the car show. Multicolor entourage, 22s and better main. Know somebody wanna pass, right now they can't even get a lane.
Multicolor entourage, 22s and better main. Multicolor entourage, 22s and better main.
Not a weird swerve across the road. In your rear view, swerve on. Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True black boy, ho, I'ma do it my way. Swerve, shout it, swerve, swerve, shout it. Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True black boy, ho, I'ma do it my way. Swerve, swerve, shout it, swerve, swerve, shout it.
Flow like sesame, ST dot, for you dumb dumbs especially.
bar with the nation's capital, and we go hard.
Go hard, y'all. Let me take my shirt off right quick. Get comfortable right quick. I got something to say, man. Check it. Mr. Bush, I've come to an understanding that you are the most hated man on the planet. Congratulations. I hope you feel special, seeing as though most people consider you the devil. You really fucked us, you all embezzled. Let's turn your back up and pretend like fuck all of you niggas. We ain't gonna talk about that world trade shit. You knew in the first plane here, but you ain't say shit. I must admit, though, you all kind of sick, though. In the midst of this, you made a whole lot of chips, Joe. I'm like, wow, it's amazing how soon as you roll out, gas prices go down. Keep your eyes open, people. This is one of the many Jews I feed you. Nothing's coincidental. Motherfucker made a fortune on being evil. Damn, what a perfect plan, right? To have a black man at home to pick up all the slack you started. Damn, Bush.
How could you be so heartless?
Yeah, man, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, giving you nonstop back-to-back action. I'm giving you nothing but the hottest music, man. We might have a special guest live in the building, shutting it down. Your girl Lushy Lush, giving you that hot indie music. Hey, shout out to all my people. Shout out to Queen Pen. Shout out to all the people in the game. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion at First. Shout out to Street Queens the Movement, Persia. Senator Eric Obama is doing his thing out in the community, talking to the people, man. Shout out to Cool Beach, Funk Hustlers, man. Shout out to everybody, real talk, man. People's out here doing their thing, man. I'm about to give you some more of your man, you know what I'm saying? You know, some, you know what I'm saying? Play that history song by your man Tony Williams if y'all didn't hear earlier. Check it out.
Now that all the smoke is gone,
lights up,
and the battle's finally won,
give me a
lights up, victory,
lights up,
lights
up.
Search of victory, she keeps eluding me. If only we could be together momentarily, we can make love and make history. Why won't you visit me? Until she visit me, I be stuck with a sister. Her name is Defeat. She gives me agony, so much agony. She brings me so much pain, so much misery. Like missing your last shot and falling to your knees as the crowd screams. Brother of the team, I practice so hard for this moment. Victory, don't leave. I know what this means. I'm stuck in this routine. Whole new different day, same old thing. All I got is dreams. Nobody else to see. Nobody else believes. Nobody else but me. Where are you, victory? I need you desperately. Not just for the much more to see. Before I get killed, cause I can't get robbed. So before me, success and death, menage. I gotta get lost. I gotta find peace. We gotta be together to make history. Lights up,
and the battle's finally won.
Lights up,
victory is finally ours.
Lights up. Now victory is mine, she tastes so sweet. She's my trophy wife, you coming with me. We'll have a baby who stutters repeatedly. We'll name him history, he'll repeat after me. He's my legacy, son of my hard work, future of my past. He'll explain who I be, rank me amongst the greats, either one, two, or three. If I ain't number one, then I felt your victory. Ain't in it for the fame that dies within weeks. Ain't in it for the money, can't take it when you leave. I wanna be remembered long after you breathe, long after I'm gone, long after I breathe. I leave all I am in the hands of history. That's my last will, testimony. Much more than a song, it's a baby shower. I've been waiting for this hour, history, your hours.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We really, really, you know, really, really getting it in. You know, tonight, the whole knock was going down. And, you know, everybody's focused on that. We're trying to make sure that, you know, that we stay focused. And we realize that, hey, that we are in a time where, you know, life is changing. Everything's changing and new things are coming about, and we need to come together, like I said, and really make change amongst each other. So, you know, make sure y'all support your man Obama. He needs our help more than anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to take y'all back to Brooklyn with Master Ace, Special Ed. Check it out.
Here comes the pitch. And it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin ran over the
second base. Panic as another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short, and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone, in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate, only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and Ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller. Infiltrate, but wait, I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind stays the maddest, I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build, build, and play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, I'm finin' the Busta pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all-nighter. Do or die, I'm saying it's you or not. Bring your click, so we can get your own like family sly. Piece of C.I. in the bush. Mighty machine, rockin' the rock, giving the push. We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh yes I can. Move with the groove, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? Fat kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are.
You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't most frolic in the mix. Crazy ass Brooklyn kicks, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble, or get blown up like a bubble.
Now let's take a sec to think back. Yeah, I'm just 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on a journey up the Crown Heights. Cabbage feel, feel the real, on your life. Strike individuals live in the PJs. D-Evil check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right, took the left. Fuck town, Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. How it, tap, Scott, and stutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, Blacksmith and Weston.
Press your luck, you get stuck by buttons for your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones. Sticks and stones, while I kick some ancient homes through your dome. Act went back to attack your home. So can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man. Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening to rerun and Roger? I think I've seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne. And Dwayne had a Glock. So he be selling rock for the Parker family. And Ruben Kincaid dropped a 300E. And he be pimping Tricky from Three's Company. Plus he sucked Mr. T for all the jewelry. This is the 70s thing from the days when kids didn't act so crazy.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fuck, or I eat beans and sometimes I do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
Have a drink on me as I put you in a day. I'm burnt out, but get keep on drinking, so have a drink on me. A toast, this one to the game. River like I'm extra large, rain of strength. Holding like chain, pouring down like rain. We keep it locked like chains. Follow me again, take your next again. You didn't hit by the quake and the twist from the X-Men. Did I say X-Men? Did I say Marksman? Got the hurricane, punch the spiral gym. Hitting three wheels, front to back, we got skills. Seek how I do it, man, I'm bringing your chin. Have a coke and a smile on me. You got hit by the freight train. Big boy here to entertain. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna play? Have a drink on me, it's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen breathe. Have a drink on me, as I put you in a daze. Do you wanna twist or do you wanna play? Have a drink on me, it's like smoking purple haze. Inhale, exhale, oxygen breathe. Have a drink on me, as I put you in a daze.
A bloody public service announcement, you bloody buggers. If you want nothing but the hottest hot fire beats worldwide, international, then you need to holler at Vintage Beats. www.vintagebeatswithaz.com or holler at them on their MySpace at www.myspace.com/bvintage, B-E Vintage, man. It's not a bloody game, man. If you buggers don't wake up, then you're lost. Cause the real thing is now, is being vintage, man. Get nothing but the hottest, ridiculous, sick, hot fire. Melt down your computer. Type beats. Haul at them. Vintage beats. Cause all I wanna do is be bloody vintage. Yeah.
Vintage Beats Production.
Yo, it's your girl Lushie Lush live in the building. Like always, I did a show earlier today interviewing your man Tony Williams that will be performing live with your man Jay-Z doing that history song, and y'all got a sample of that, man. It is what it is. It's your girl Lushie Lush, One World Music, always doing that 1-2, man. I want to give a shout out to my man Southside Gangsters, doing they 1-2, man. Support them in their movement and what they're doing, man. Lushie Lush, always supporting the people, man. Because I don't do it for me, I do it for the people, man. I'm going to have a special guest in here. We're going to be shutting it down all day, every day, man. Obama is going to be in office, and we are doing our thing, celebrating, barbecuing, and it's cold as a mug outside. But we still getting in regardless, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushie Lush, always shutting it down. I'm about to give y'all that glow. You know what I'm saying? Last year we was talking about swagger, but it's all about that glow. Your man, Young Soulja, holla at your girl.
N.B. N.B. Young Soulja.
That's right.
Brian B. Oh, Lord. O.E.M.T. We got another one, baby.
It ain't my swag, only it's my glow. Lil' mama chose me, and you already know. Now watch him, how you do it. She wanna do me, make me jump inside the whip and rip clean through the coupe. You know my go good, hold it down for the team. And I can get 100 in my Sean John jeans. It ain't my swag, only gotta be my glow. Hit the ball, crack wall, shit, it gotta be my dough. The 24 riding with them suicide dough. She brought me a little, but then I want more. Mr. Stunner's ass tall, bigger whip topper. Set down script, color rubber band popper. Dress to impress. My money super duper and my whip game straight. I don't blow candles, just give me my
That's that young soldier, man. It's all about that glow. Swag is old. And I know y'all love my glow and y'all hate, you know, my glow, and it is what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lushy, live in the building. Obama's going to get sworn in. Make sure you are warm tomorrow if you're in the DMV area and get your stuff together, man, because it is what it is. It's a remarkable, historic day, and we're going down. It's going down on Lush Radio Online. One world, one movement, one voice. Yo, we live. We going to our lines. What's up, caller? What it do? What it do, baby?
What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy, Young Soldier, Mr. Glow and Mr. Hood Famous. What's happening?
Ain't nothing much. Ain't nothing much. Player. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
We digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. How you feel? You know, about the whole inaugural situation. How you feel about that, man?
Man, it's a beautiful thing, baby. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, I mean, I'm glad he, you know, he did what he did. You know what I mean? So I guess now, you know, we as a people, we just need to stick together, you know what I'm saying, and help this man move forward, you know what I'm saying? But y'all going to have to get a man a chance, you know what I'm saying? He got some stuff he got to clean up because, old boy, the last dude, he messed some a whole lot of stuff up. So, you know what I'm saying? Just get a man time to get focused, get right, let him do what he do. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about. That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all support Obama and his movement, man, and make sure y'all support Young Soldier, because Young Soldier is the ish right now, man. Young Soldier is bringing y'all that glow. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was talking about swagger, and it's all about that glow, man. And if y'all check my archives, y'all see that hot interview I did with your man, Young Soldier, because he is doing his one, too, man. Please support him in what he's doing, because your man is the ish, man. The ish. Soldier.
Hey, appreciate it. You know what I mean? I just called in, you know what I'm saying, to support the radio station, you know what I'm talking about. Because you doing
your
thing. You know what I'm saying? And you the ish. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey. I'm just feeling my glow. You know what I'm saying? I get my glow from you, player.
That's right. That's what it is. That glow.
I get my glow from you, dog. Hey, dog, you didn't hit. You know, I had Tony Williams. He performing live with Jay-Z, at the inaugural tomorrow, right? And he sent me a song, History. He was live on here earlier today and stuff. I'm going to play that joint for the cats that weren't able to hear. You want to stay on the line with me?
Yeah, let's rock that joint. You know what I'm saying? I support everybody. Let me rock. Let's hear that.
Play that joint. It's called History, Tony Williams and Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Put your lighters up. You know what I'm saying? Your man is in office. Let's make history. That's what it is.
Now that all the smoke is gone.
Light shine. Give me a light, sir.
Victory,
light
to
stop. Light to stop. Search of victory, she keeps eluding me. If only we could be together momentarily. We can make love and make history. Why won't you visit me? Until she visit me, I be stuck with her sister. Her name is Defeat. She gives me agony, so much agony. She brings me so much pain, so much misery. Like missing your last shot and falling to your knees as the crowd screams. Brother of the team, I practice so hard for this moment. Victory, don't leave. I know what this means. I'm stuck in this routine.
routine. Whole new different day, same old thing. All I got is dreams, nobody else can see. Nobody else believes, nobody else but me. Where are you, victory? I need you desperately. Not just for the moment, to make history.
Now that all the smoke is gone,
lights up. Like a G, what picture we wasn't watching, took chances repeatedly. As a teenage boy, before acne, before I got proactive, I couldn't pay sheep. I just threw on my hoodie and headed to the street. That's where I met success, we lived together shortly. A success is like lust, she's good to the touch. She's good for the moment, but she's never enough. Everybody's had her, she's nothing like me. But success is all I got, unfortunately. But I'm burning down the block, hopping in and out of beat. Something tells me that it's much more to see before I get killed, cause I can't get robbed. So before me, success and death menage, I gotta get lost, I gotta find peace. We gotta be together, make history.
Now that all the smoke is gone,
light us up,
and the battle's hardly won.
Light us up. Lighters up. Now victory is mine, she tastes so sweet. She's my trophy wife, she's coming with me. We'll have a baby who stutters repeatedly. We'll name him history, he'll repeat after me. He's my legacy, son of my hard work, future of my past. He'll explain who I be, rank me amongst the greats. Either one, two, or three. If I ain't number one, then I felt your victory. Ain't in it for the fame that dies within weeks. Ain't in it for the money, can't take it when you leave. I wanna be remembered long after you breathe. Long after I'm gone, long after I breathe. I leave all I am in the hands of history. That's my last will, testimony. It's much more than a song, it's a baby shower. I've been waiting for this hour, history, your hours.
What's happening? This your boy Act Fool, aka Captain Rap Booty, aka Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
You know it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know I'm always giving y'all that fire, giving you that exclusive. I support nothing but independence, and I deal with some mainstream. But you know my heart is in the independence, man, because I support y'all because y'all support me. And it is what it is, man. And I'm bringing you nothing but the hottest new music and new independent music, man. Support everybody in their movement, because if we ain't moving together, then we ain't moving at all. So I'm back here with my co-host, your man, Young Soldier. Mr. Hood Famous, Mr. Glow himself, live in the building, shutting it down with your girl, Lushy Lush, in the building. Young Soldier.
What's up, DMV? Y'all doing all right? I need y'all to call in. You know what I'm saying? tell your girl what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your girl. Let your girl know what you want to hear. And I got your back 24/7. I support independent all the way, baby.
That's what it is. Young Soldier, man, tell them where they can get at you at, man. Because, you know, you all over the place, man, Young Soldier. You know, you on everybody's freaking name site. You on Twitter. You on iMeme. You on MySpace. You all over the place, man. Tell them where they can hit you at or email you, man.
You can hit me at Core DJ. Man, there's so much, man. DMV website, I got that up, too. It is so much, but if you want to hit me direct, you know what I'm saying, you can hit me at Young Soldier, number7@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm always on that. Or you can, you know, shoot the little MySpace joint. But it's a lot of websites, you know what I'm saying? I can't even go through them all of them right now, you know what I mean? But it's a lot.
That's what it is, man. That man's on every website you can think about, man. That man is all over the place. Young Soulja is doing his thing. He is definitely on his grind. You feel me? That's what it is.
That Piff, you can hit me at that Piff. Man, I'm all over, man. I'm like on 100 of them things, you know what I mean? That grind is ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? That glow is a beast.
That glow is ridiculous, man. I need to look out, you know what I'm saying? Tell them, you got the Swerve video, right? They can check out that Swerve video, right?
Yeah, you know, the Swerve is up, you know what I'm saying, on all the websites, too. So all the hip-hop websites, you know what I'm saying, that y'all could think of that I'm on, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all don't want to go through all that, just go to YouTube, you know what I mean, /OENTINC. You know what I'm saying? The video's called Swerve. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? It's banging right now. You dig?
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody with that hustle and bustle for the whole inaugural and everything. But I'm going to go to the lines because I think my man, our special guest, you know what I'm saying, because I got my co-host, my man Young Soulja, in the building. But I think our special guest is live on the line. What it do, what it do, what it do, player?
What's good, what's good? I'm sorry for being running behind. Told me. I got tied up in traffic. I thought I was going to be able to make it back to the office in time, but I couldn't, so I got tied up.
I feel you. Let's give you a warm, lush radio welcome. Let me give you a welcome, guys.
No doubt. Good looking.
That's your man O right there, our special guest, Mr. O of O Entertainment. He doing big things. I mean, I can't even explain how many websites this dude right here on and how hard his grind is. This man is crazy. For real. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't know, you know, he also, you know what I'm saying, works with Young Soulja closely, you know, and does the management for him. And they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So before we get down into the nitty gritty, Mr. O, go ahead and give your shout outs, man.
Man, it's a long list. I definitely want to shout out Lush. I'm a direct person. You know, people that know me, you know, some say arrogant, some say cocky. I just try to tell it like I see it and go hard. That's what we do. But we haven't really known Lush long. So for all the listeners out there, if you're looking for somebody to work with, you know what I mean, to increase whatever you're doing, multiply it times 10, you know, you definitely want to get with Lush and Lush Radio. For me, you know, I do a lot of things and I work with a lot of people. And the number one rule is, man, good people are hard to find. You know what I'm saying? If I had, you know, if I had 100 more me's, then, you know, I'd probably rule the Milky Way galaxy. But it's hard to find good people. So, you know, we ran across Lush and we working hard. In addition to that, man, got to shout out D Blake. That's somebody that we just started working with, that we working with hard. I know Cool V for a minute. That's my man. He, you know, anybody who's had a conversation with Cool V has definitely had a long conversation because you know how he gets it in. So I can't even listen. You know what it is. But shout out him and so many people. You know what I mean, with the Carolina movement and just our business movement.
Is there a fight going back there? What's going on?
Hey, I was listening to that. Ain't me. I'm in the office now. That's me. Yeah. See, this is the thing. So you know, all that hood shit you hear, you got some of. You get ready to hear some more. It ain't no make believe stuff, man. Every time I go down his way. You know what I mean? It's always some hood shit going on, so it's real down there. So that's probably what you hear in the background.
Yeah, them boy getting into it. And for the people that are listening, y'all call O, but you won't call him arrogant or whatever. I call him, man, Mr. Get Money, Mr. Get It Done. You better get your mind right. But just like he said, what y'all heard in the back, I apologize, but I can't help what's going on in the hood. You know what I mean? I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no make-believe. I'm on the plug with the phone in my hand, you dig?
That's what it is, man. I think we got a caller on the line that want to call in and show some love. Caller, you're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush and Mr. O himself, or O Entertainment, your man Young Soldier.
What it do, this boy Dollars from the ABM squad?
Sure, for sure.
What up,
Doe?
What's good, man?
Ain't nothing much. You know, so you want to say a couple of words to Mr. O and Young Soldier real quick?
What it is?
What's going on?
What's good, bro? What's good?
Everything lovely. What's happening?
And then trying to get my song on the radio.
That's what it is. We support independent artists, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, go through that rotation. We definitely going to have that flossing on for you. And if you tell the people where you represent, player.
Macon, Georgia. Yeah, I
know. What it is. That's what it is. So
Macon,
think,
Georgia. What's the name of the song?
Gangsta Don't Dance, We Floss.
So yeah, I want to hear that too.
We gonna play that in a few minutes, man. So I'm gonna run into this quick interview with your man O. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely going, you know, make sure you stay tuned, man.
All right.
Mr. Macon, Georgia, because we definitely going to put that right there online and let the people hear it, all right?
Hey, watch you doing that. Get everybody you can to tune in, you know what I'm talking about? Pump this thing up, you dig?
All right, that was
all up. Get all your people to come through and listen to the show.
All right.
That's what it do.
Yo, also, I want to say real quick, you know, my official street name is Super O. I changed it like 3 weeks ago. So if you go to Twitter, I'm Super O on Twitter. I'm Super O everywhere because, you know, it's just the new stuff that's popped up. I felt like it was superhero status, so I went ahead and made the change. So that's what I'm going by from now on. If you catch me in the office, you can just go with regular corporate. You know what I'm saying? When I'm getting sponsorship dollars, I just go like regular O. But when I leave there, you know what I'm saying? I just change clothes. I get in the streets. I'm Super O from then on out. And then next morning, like 7 a.m., when I go back to the office, I'll be regular O. You know what I'm saying? Daytime.
Oh, you wild as I don't know what, man.
Now, it's time to get it. It's New Year. Ain't no excuses now. You know, the president black, who you going to blame it on now? Ain't nobody to blame it on but you. You know what I mean? Wasn't nobody to blame it on before, but now you really ain't got no excuse. So, you
that's
know.
That's the truth.
You know,
that's the truth,
us,
man.
It's all about getting it. And the brother just called, you know, as far as radio, you know, how we work, you know, for us, it's always been harder for us to get our stuff, you get Soldier stuff spinning in our own local market, as backwards as that is. That's the situation for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So the thing that we've been doing, you know, working with different people in different markets and just saying, hey, you know, help promote us in your market, and we'll do the same here. Because believe it or not, in North Carolina and the Carolinas as a whole, it's easy for me to go to one of my people and say, yo, I got an artist from Atlanta or Georgia, you know, especially since the A is popping right now, more so than on the local scene. So, you know, it's silly, but that's kind of the way it is. And like I said, we just cross-promote and support each other. Like, you know, that's the situation with my man D Blick and Cashmere. Shout out to Cashmere and the Birds Flying High Joint. You know, we just kind of been going back and forth. D Blick is putting Soldier's project out in his circles, and I'm putting Cashmere out in my circles. And I'm a television film producer as well. You know what I mean? So he tapped me on the show like, oh, would you mind directing the video for us? You know, because that's another piece that my company has. And so I was like, sure, you know, let's get it, you know, all the way around. So our plans are to shoot through his video Super Bowl weekend, and then we have a couple more two videos that we're getting ready to drop. We're going to film for We Young Soldier. You know, we want everybody that supports Lush and Herrera show to come out, you know, be in the video. You know, it's we're wide open with ours. We don't really do that whole, you know, barrier type thing, that standoffish shit. That's just not who we are. You know what I mean? And we open door to everybody. If you're trying to work hard, you're trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to drink and run after women all the time, and I mean, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we do that too, but we about our money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude was like, you know, you know, when it comes to women, you'll never lose women chasing money, but you can lose money chasing women.
For sure.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Because you got
that
bread.
You should have been a preacher.
Yeah.
You should have been a preacher. Because that sermon, man, that sermon made me cry this night, dog.
You were crazy. I got a lot other stuff. Just, you know, let's tell me when to go. You tell me when to stop because, you know, we out here to get this money. Also, while I'm on the topic, you know, people's with their companies, like my company, I ain't ashamed to say it, people call me if you disagree. You know what I'm saying? We're the top entertainment company in our region from a diversity standpoint, and this is what I mean by that. There's a lot of entertainment companies that throw parties. You know what I'm saying? We throw parties, and, you know, there's probably some people in the Southeast or in the Carolina that throw bigger parties than we do, you know? You know, and then another part of it is there's some people who do events. You know what I'm saying? We do events, too. There may be some who do events, maybe a little better.
What's going on back there, man? Y'all had the quickie mark. What's going on?
I'm at the little corner store. I'm about to walk out right now, John.
Soldier off the hook.
He making rounds collecting. That's going from spot to spot.
Yeah, I got his collection played out.
But, you know, the great thing about us as a company, though, you know, we're in all those areas, you know what I mean? We're in the TV area, we're in the film area, we're in the concert area, we're in the music, you know what I mean? We're in the, working, you know, copying a movie studio that's for sale in the top part of North Carolina. So we're in all those different areas at the same time because once an artist does well on the music side, okay, cool, I could just cross them over to another project and put them in a movie or put them in a reality show or put his music that sounds like his old piece. That's why Soulja got movies that he's going to be in. So it's just not one-dimensional. It's multi-dimensional as far as all the parts of entertainment are concerned. We're just not going to do music because everybody got a label.
That's the truth.
Every black person in America got
late. I'm trying to say when I'm going to get in my movie, man. What's up, man? Trying to get in a movie part.
You need to be in the movie.
Can
I
be the bandit?
You need to be in the movie.
Yeah, you need to get the script right.
Yeah, I heard you go hard. So for what I was saying, so you go so hard, you need to be in the movie.
Yeah, you go hard. You need to be in the movie, little mama. You need to be in the movie starring me. Cause I mean, right now, if you want to be honest and everything all the way down, I'm the only cat. I ain't got no deal. I got the hottest songs, the hottest video in our region. I got movie deals. And you know what I mean? I owe that all the pastor O. You know, I mean, I'm super O. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you think about it. Nate, find another artist that can top that at this point on the independent grind. And you know, I respect the independent grind hard. But you got major people that ain't getting it in, and not saying they can't. But if your grind ain't at 125%, then what you getting? And we grind,
so
we don't sleep.
So you intruding on my interview. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
But it's just a question of, like he was saying, like I got sort of Jack Daniel's sponsorship. It's a liquor sponsorship from a major national brand with no deal. You know, and now you got what you call your major independence. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, I guess Gucci is considered a major independent. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people that are technically not on the national scene, and we're still getting things, we're still making things happen, like sponsorship dollars from a major liquor company, like movie pieces that somebody like you will see a T.I. get. You know what I'm saying? It may not be a blockbuster motion picture, but we're still getting those same pieces in from a standpoint, and also from the smallest. You know, one of the smallest markets in the country. You know, our market is not a crazy market. We're growing, you know, right now, exponentially, we're growing. But I'm in the smallest market in the country. The only difference between me and myself or Diddy or Russell is that I didn't move out of North Carolina. That's the only difference as far as the things that we're doing in the structure of our companies, there's no difference. It's just that for, you know, for family reasons, I decided to stay in a smaller market. And also, I said that the time will come when the rest of the world or the rest of the markets are looking at North Carolina than more than just the southern. And as that time is approaching, which, you know, I feel like in the next couple of years, then, you know, I pretty much run everything here of significance. I got the primary award show here. You know, I'm the only black person with TV on broadcast television in both states. You know what I'm saying? So when it does come to market, if you're doing anything entertainment, maybe outside of college homecomings, I don't really do anything with college homecomings. That is a big market here. Shouts out to Diamond Life. They run that. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, you know, I'm not going to come see you. So then you got to come see me.
That's the truth. So I'm saying, so, oh, man, I mean, you know, you being in the whole, you know, production and everything like that, like, how long have you been in this whole game before?
You know, over time, I've picked up different things, but, you know, the most simplest part of the entertainment game is parties. You know what I'm saying? You get some flies, you get a venue, you throw a party. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the promoter piece. So that's the simplest thing of the entertainment business. That's how most people start. And I started that, you know, in college, you know, back in early 90s when I was a freshman in college, or mid-90s, I should say. So I started there. Then from there, I interned with a big concert promoter. He had the Prince tour, so I went around with them and learned all that type of stuff. Then in the early 2000s, I started getting television production. But I read. So anybody listening, whatever, people call me and say, hey, I want to intern with your company, I want to work with you, da da da. How do you do this? How do you know some of this stuff? Like independent companies, and, like, you know, Budweiser is an account of mine. Bacardi is an account of mine. I actually do marketing branding pieces for these major companies. So people are like, well, is that what you took in school? Nah, I mean, that's not what I have my degree in, but I read. You know what I mean? I go out and read stuff and increase my knowledge. If it's something I'm interested in, then my focus is to master that. And in order to master it, I got to take in all the information about it as possible. You know what I mean? And then after I do that, I got to go and I got to find people who are doing it and ask them if I can work with them, volunteer to work with them. I probably work for free more so than any human being on earth. Not no more, but, you know, when I was learning the information that I needed to learn, you know, I just went and I worked with people and I tried to learn everything they had to teach me. But so that's your question. I would say 92, 93. But I wasn't doing TV then, you know what I mean? I was just doing more so parties, and, you know, I graduated into concerts and so forth and so on.
But when did you know that this was your calling?
I just always did it. I guess because my dad used to run a club, I guess. I don't know. I've just always, it's just, really, it wasn't even a, you know, I started out, you know, from the academic college side. I went to UNC Chapel Hill, went to Carolina, primarily to be a doctor, you know, because I had the greatest stuff to do, and I played football. But I didn't, it was hustle. It was like, yo, I like money, and I like get money. So this was a way to get money. And, you know, and the women and the drinking and stuff, that was, you know, I'm in college at the time, so that part of it was cool too. You know what I'm saying? So, from there, it just grew. I mean, if I'm nothing else, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I constantly look at ways to develop businesses and to make money. It's hard for me to go out. Because if I go out to somewhere and I see a lot of people and I see them spend their money, I'm like, yo, why not think of that shit? You know what I mean? So that it's hard for me. A lot of people are like, yo, can you just go out and enjoy yourself or drink? But thinking of ways to create new businesses and get money, that's how I enjoy myself. I'm not really a party person. So, you know, it's just kind of always been in me. That's what I do.
Like me, I don't go out unless it's beneficial to me, because I am not going out, and I'm not going nowhere with it if they don't got no press pass. I'm not going nowhere that I got to pay me some money, because that's not me. Because all that was in my younger days. You know, I'm getting old. You know, if it's not for a networking purpose, there's no need for me to go and waste my time. I go out to support people and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I usually have an agenda, you know, when I'm going, even if it's just to, you know, sometimes you just gotta go and show your face to different people. In the market, just, you know, just a courtesy thing to say hello, you know, I'm supporting your event type deal. But I've always been, where people, most people know, like, yeah, always just, you just always, that's what I've always done. And another thing to me, and even with, you know, the fraternity I am in, even people
that I work
with. What
fraternity is that, man? Let that be known, man. What fraternity you
in? I play as Alpha.
Alpha.
But you know, even with Soulja and every person in them that I communicate with or work with in some fashion, I still ask them. I'm like, okay, how do you grow yourself and how do you grow your business? Because you can never depend on a company hiring you. You know what I'm saying? So we have a long term plan, you know, that goes for Soulja outside of what music entails. And I don't do that because I'm a music manager, so. I don't add that part to it because of the music side. I add that part to it because it's important to me that anybody that I'm working with, that they have a bigger plan. Because why can't he own a chain of apartment complexes? That shit is not complicated. We don't do that. We just get, you know, barbershop. And that's cool. No disrespect to anybody who has those things. But we can invest in all kinds of investment. Trust me when I tell you, the white boys got it cold out here. They're getting so much money, and they're getting it cold out here, and it's not hard, and it's not complicated to do. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we
You know what the hard thing is? When they said that the way you hide something from a black person is put it in a book, and
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sorry to say, I work in a school. Some of our kids can't even read, and a lot of our people don't even want to go through the hustle of going and getting the LLC and incorporating their business because they don't want to deal with the paperwork.
And now you can do that online. And most
yeah.
states do it online and mail it in. Most states, they're 100% automated. It's the cookies of 135 and no class 150 bucks. Everybody should own the LLC. If you even think about doing business, you should just get one in your name. I call my white friend. I got a lot of white friends. Well, not a lot, but I guess a couple. But I got a white friend that I rock with heavy. You know what I'm saying? And I introduced a soldier to his name is Bob Winstead. And you know, just some of the stuff that he was schooling me on about, like just real estate and this is Doug. I got you. He would tell me stuff about, yo, oh, I got this business over here, and it works like this, this, and this. And I'm like, is that shit legal? Some of the ways they get money don't even sound legal. I'm like, Bob, is that legal? He said, really? I swear to you. I was like, Bob, is that legal? He's like, yeah, oh, it's legal. I was like, dude, that don't sell. You sell it to yourself to sell to somebody else and then to sell it back to yourself?
Hey, as long as you got the paperwork to cover it and prove it, it's all legal.
Yo, this dude, he'll have a business. Then he'll open another business that sells office furniture. And then he'll go buy a warehouse and put office furniture in that warehouse. And then the rental place will buy it from the warehouse. And then the rental place will rent it out to all his businesses. And it's like, I'm simplifying it. But he had to diagram it. And I was just like, dude, that shit can't be legal. Cause like, dog, yes, I've been doing this for 10 years. So, you know, and look, so I have mentors. I have people that I go to and say, you know, how do I X, Y, and Z, you know, who've done it before, who have a certain amount of capital. But it's all about getting out there and, you know, reading is definitely, you know, I always recommend a book when I do an interview or I talk to anybody, Built to Last. It's a book called, two books, Built to Last and The One-Page Proposal. Because people come to me and they pay me all kinds of money to write proposals for them. You know, whether it's a proposal for a TV show or a film or an event or write sponsorship packages. You know, because I write. I'm a, you know, writer, which is, you know, the ultimate skill because it applies to everything. But, you know, there's a book called The One-Page Proposal, which I guess I should cut me out some money, but it shows you how to put everything that you want to present to anybody on earth and put it in one page. Because business people, a lot of times, they don't have time to read. You know, I'll knock out a 5, 10, 15, 20-page proposal like nothing. But I don't do that anymore. I give them the one page proposal first, and then if they're interested, then I go back and give them the rest of the information. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But, you know, that's the best way. Even at work, if you got a job and you want to present something to your boss, it's a tight book. It's not even really a long book. That and Built to Last are two books that every business person. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to read those books. If not, you know, you ain't playing the game right.
That's the truth, man. And real talk, like, if you're going and you're having your resume, the average resume should be one page with your cover letter. Because most of them, they're looking through how many resumes and they're looking through how many proposals?
Thousands. Now with the internet and you got Monster, you know you got resumes, digital resumes. So it's tens of thousands of resumes that people are looking through and proposals, especially big companies. And now a lot of people are like, yo, how are you able to get, you know, Budweiser and Radio One and different big companies to sponsor you? Like, I just had what's the hat company? I forget, New Era. Just all kinds of people, but it's speaking the language and it's getting to. I know how busy I am. These people are probably two or three times as busy as I am, and you know, either you got to know somebody to kind of get some across my desk for me to really take a look at it. Or you gotta catch me in that first paragraph. Otherwise, I'm just gonna delete it because it's a fast paced world. But if you're like, hey, I got a one pager for you, will you take the time out to read this one page? I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. You know what I mean? I can make time to read one page because who knows, it could be the next greatest idea. And if it is, I want a piece of it.
Mhm, and that's the truth. That's the truth. And I'm going to tell you, people, if you get a proposal writer or a good grant writer, please don't cut them out their money. Pay these people because it takes a minute to write these proposals, man. Because if you knew how to do it, you would do it yourself. So pay these people because I'm tired of hearing people come back to me saying people ain't getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You better cut me out my money because I get mine up front. So it's not a problem. It's not a problem for me because I get half of mine up front. And then I get the other half when I'm done. So
that's what it is. What it is.
You do got somebody on consignment, or you gonna pay them after the fact? Yeah, definitely don't stiff them.
Mhm. Definitely don't stiff them, cause that's not a good look, you know. So you know, being in the whole industry, you know, dealing with production, managing, and all that stuff. What was the hardest adversity you had to deal with?
Well, you talking about TV, film, or music?
It's all entertainment altogether.
Well, I think there are different barriers to each, actually. You know, the music game is easy to get into. You know, it's just a question of how much money you're going to make. You know, I mean, people have been in the music game for years, and they're successful from it. And, but they really have it, you know, they're doing it for the love, and they don't really make a good living at it financially. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we as a company, we don't make our living off of music. It does drive, revenue, but we don't make a living off of it. The music piece of my company, for me personally, it's a personal passion. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily, not at this point right now. I believe it has grown over the years. With some of the relationships, the sponsorship pieces, and the things that we have been able to do with Soldier and some soundtracking revenue and things of that nature, but it has grown. But so that's the easiest to get into, but the revenue is different. Now, from a TV and film standpoint, it's a lot harder. The barrier to entry is harder, but once you're in, once you work with a network or a cable outlet or something like that, then you automatically make money. It's not a question of your music game is kind of being reversed. Whereas, you know, the artist gets a loan basically, and they got to pay back that loan, and then you know whatever is left, then they make some money. Whereas the TV game is not like that. If somebody likes my product, then they buy the episodes from me. They're like, hey, oh, we're gonna offer you $100,000, and we want 6 episodes. So if nobody watched it, you know, I already got a check. You know, now they may not re-up. They may not order the other 6, like a 50 show. You know, they had 13 episodes. MTV bought 6. Nobody watched it, so they cut the second season. Like, ah, never mind. You know what I mean? But he did make the money off the first one. You know, off the first sick to the air. So that's one of the differences for me. But it costs a little more to get into production game too, because music now with technology, you can get in. You know, you can have a home studio, and the only thing you gotta do is just go get it mastered. I've seen some home studios and been in some that you can't tell the difference from that and a $200,000, $300,000 full fledged, you know, office type studio. But production is a little bit different. You gotta have more official equipment. It has become easier too, with technology, but it's not as it's you can't make as good of a quality TV film piece with the same amount of money that you can on the music side. You can get very, very close to professional grade on the music side just by, you know, going to the Apple store. You know what I mean? And going to Sam Good, you can get very, very, very close to professional grade. It's not that technology hasn't taken it as far enough to be able to do the same thing as much so on the television film side. So that those have been the hardest things. And then if I had to pick one thing that has, I guess, in the past at least, stunted the growth of my companies, is we haven't been properly financed totally, so and paying for everything ourselves. We're not able to move at the speed that I would have liked to have moved. We had talked to some angel investors about 5 or 6 years ago. They wanted too much, so I decided not to. But had I said yes, we would have been way a lot further along. But, you know, it's like, do you give up control for the money, or do you just, you know, grind it out so that you keep 100% control, you know, of your company? So I don't know. I guess the future will tell if that was the right decision or the wrong decision, but it is what it is. Now, I will say that, and, you know, Soldier can attest this to some of the stuff that he's been involved in on the music side. When you don't have that venture capital money, when you don't have that $3 or $4 million just sitting there to the side to be able to do whatever your mind comes up with, you are very, very strategic about what you're doing because you have limited capital. So it teaches you how to get more bang for your buck. So when we do have those huge budgets, I think we'll be the same way. We've grinded for so long with small budgets. You know, just in the past, you know, year coming up, I have a production, I'm shooting 13 episodes of a reality show that I wrote in May, and I got a significant budget for that reality show. But the first one I did, you know, the budget was like, okay, cast and crew, y'all have a bologna sandwich the day for lunch. So, you know, it go from that to, you know, the cast and crew of this show, you know, everything's going to be catered. They're going to be in, you know, 4-star hotels, blah, blah, blah. We had none of that on the other stuff that I shot. So I think it teaches you a valuable lesson to know how to get by so that when you do have the budget, you know, you can do even better.
So, you know, is it hard being a manager? Because, you know, do you feel like, you know, so, you know, a lot of people be claiming, you know, which I had a situation prior, a lot of people claim they managers, but a lot of people ain't professional with their things, you know what I'm saying? Do you think sometimes a manager, if they overstep their boundaries or if they're too aggressive or, you know, especially in the industry, could they, like, really stunt the growth of the artist, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You could definitely stunt the growth of the artist. Depending on your management style, you know, I think that for as I guess good of a manager I am, I think that if there were, you know, if I were a different type of person, there may be some areas that Soldier may have moved faster in, because I'm more of a long term strategist than a short term manager is the way that I would categorize, you know, myself. I look at the music piece and who Soldier is on that music side, but I also look at him as a person and where he's going to be in 10 years, and I try to look at that at the same time, whereas in some situations, I think that the the right now person, the you know, the early 20-something person who is, like, you know, right there on the street and doing the right now stuff, like fighting tooth and nail for Soldiers to open for Jadakiss when he comes to North Carolina. Like, okay, that's great. It's great for him to open for Jadakiss. But at the end of the day, what does it really, really do? I mean, if when you go to a show and you're going to see your favorite artist, how much, and I don't have anything, just open it for people. It's a great way to build your resume. But how much attention do you really, really, really pay to that opening act? You know? So it's like I don't put as much of, I guess maybe weight on some of those things as much as a different type of manager would. You know, I want his image and his face, and I'm trying to create a brand, because once you create a brand, you can go anywhere, and it'll always be there. Versus, well, we perform for this person, okay? But outside of that performance, was your face on any of your print material? What type of print material was up there? What's going to make them, if that opening for that person, if you can make the crowd say, yeah, I want to see Jadakiss, but who was that dude that performed before him? What do you do to make that happen? You know what I'm saying? We got to have to do face hanging all over the building. So it just depends, I think. And that's why a lot of managers, they kind of really hover and control, you know, their artists. My philosophy is not like that. Like, everything has to go through them. I don't, and you know, for yourself, I'm like, yo, talk to that dude, you know, talk to him, because I want people to have a working relationship. If something happens, and I think that's the main difference between me and Soldier's relationship, because if for whatever reason, if I'm out of the picture, I don't want him not to have access to you or to D Blake or to Cool V or to all these other people in the industry that we're working with. I don't want that to leave with me if for whatever reason I have to change course or, you know, move to Africa, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is a sign of the commitment and relationship that we have to one another to make sure that we grow and be successful. But, you know, that's a whole other piece of to talk about. Like, how much do you actually care if this person succeeds versus you're doing this because it's your job to do it and you want to, you know, get rich?
That's true. On that point, I'm gonna play this quick song. It's called Flossin' with the you know, Southside. And when we come back, we're gonna come back and talk about that situation, because that's a deep situation. And you know, these people, man, it's some people I want to talk about. For real. So you gonna hold on the line for me, yo?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, that's what it is, man. We're going to play Fawson, independent artists doing their thing. They looking to be signed, man. You know, so people, if y'all feeling this, man, y'all stomp it. If y'all ain't, I mean, if you ain't feeling it, you stomp it. If you feeling it, you stamp it. If you just don't know what the hell, snoop that joint. And we'll be back, man. And I want to know your opinion on it, though. So stay on the line with us, okay?
All right.
All right.
Chill. This the takeover. ABM. Mr. Bank. Young Bills. Jackpot. R. Dollars. T. Cash.
We got.
It's no dance. 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 Mr.
Yeah, man, that was that flossing joint by, you know what I'm saying, the squad, AMB squad or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they was doing their 1-2 flossing. So, like I said, people can call in at 347-826-7722. Tell me how you think of what you think about that. I'm going to ask, oh, what you think about that, O?
Yeah, I thought it sounded good.
You think it sounded good?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to sound weird. A lot of people, like, I confuse people when I say this. But, you know, I always tell people I like certain stuff. This person likes certain stuff. You know what I mean? And I am all for quality music. But, you know, once you get that piece, you know what I mean? And you believe in it, you got to push it. You know what I mean? You got to set up your marketing strategy and your branding strategy to push that song. You know, I always, like, clients, when I have music clients and they say, hey, we want you to help us market and brand this piece, what do you think? And I say, well, it's not so much about as long as it's not horrible, it can't be like total garbage, don't get me wrong. But, it, you know, once it reaches a certain level of, you know, it's a nice song, then we get into the business side of the music piece. So the song sounds good. It sounds like it's a feel-good song, you know, happy song, song that people can get into. The very next question is, you know, what's his strategy? You know, how is he going to, you know, break through all the other songs out there, you know? That's the real challenge, if you ask me. But I thought the song sounded good.
To me, because, you know, I listen to music almost every single day, and my thing is, like, filled up with music. Like, just like O said, like, I think it's cool, but it's something that would have to grow on me. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, majority of music. It has to grow on me to, like, say, oh, you know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of songs that's been out there that had to grow on me for, say, yo, I like that song. So I'm, like, stuck in between. It's like,
yeah.
You know, track is high, but I have to, like, it's something that I have to listen to again for it to really, like, get in my skin. But it has potential. But like just like you said, if they believe in the song, just like the same thing with Soulja thing and Soulja situation. When I said, you know, I was going, you know, because I do PR for Soulja, and you know, in regards to his whole situation, like, you know, I had to believe in his movement in order to say I was going to deal with his situation. I felt his passion and his grind. And he wasn't a lazy artist. The one thing I can't stand is a lazy artist. You expect everybody else to do work, but you ain't doing no work.
Yeah.
So my thing is like this. If you believe in your music, then I'm down to push it. But I have to believe in it. I have to believe in it also. So.
Yeah, I think the song, that particular song for me, is not a song that, like, you know, sometimes – sometimes you will get that song and you hear it, and the first time you hear it, you just like, okay, it's no question. You know what I'm saying? That particular song, and everybody has these type of songs, everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, we real with ours, so just play them for me, and I'm like, you know what I mean? It's how I do. You know what I mean? So everybody has those types of songs, you know? So if that's the song you're going to go with, then you're gonna have to push it, because it's not necessarily you're going to spin it for me, and I'm just going to be like, yo, that's the hottest shit I ever heard. It's not that type of song, but it's a good song, you know what I mean? You know, it definitely, like you said, it definitely has, you know, potential, and now, you know, since it's not a knock you out the ballpark type song, you put the other pieces around it, and you make people comfortable with it, you know, because I've heard a lot of songs. The first time I heard it, I was like, yo, I don't like that joint. And then, you know, their promotion was strong. I kept seeing it pop up in different places. And over time, like you said, it grew on me. And I found myself, you know, after a while, singing the hook of the song. You know what I mean? It just grew on me over a period of time. So there's a lot of different ways to get the song out.
And I'm going to go to the line in a few minutes. But just like that High Hater song, I said, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
and
I didn't like
heard the High Hater song. I said, what is this? Really? But they kept pushing it. eventually I started saying the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know, as human beings, though, we're creatures of repetition. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? We're creatures of, you know, like you said, when you said something is growing on you, that's what people really mean. It's like, okay, you start to get into it, and it was a catchy phrase, because people, even though I get tired of people talking about all the haze they got, that's kind of plagued me. But anyway, you know, that's what people say. People are constantly, I know people that nobody don't know them, and they got 100 haze. I'm like, how is that possible? But, you know, on the other side of the coin, it was catchy. They kept it in people's faces and ears. And next thing you know, everybody's high hating. I don't know if he's going to be able to come out with another one, but as far as that one goes, I mean, hey, he got that big single jumping.
And that's what it is. I'm going to go to the line real quick, pulling the caller. You're live in the building with Lush Radio Online, and your man, Mr. Super O, live in the building.
Hello? Yeah, man, I want to keep that ABM track in on rotation, man. I'm feeling that joint.
Feeling that ABM?
Yeah, I'm feeling that joint. I want to keep it in rotation, man.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to try to put it in rotation, you know what I'm saying, so we can feed it to the people, try to, you know, support the brothers and what they're doing, you know what
yeah.
I
mean?
I'll be seeing them. They be grinding in the mat, man, for real.
Oh, what you were saying, O?
No, I was saying, you know, him calling in and, you know, supporting the song reminded me of something else that, you know, I have to tell people. I'm also the director of the Carolina Music Awards, something that I started in 08, and in 09 it'll be the second year of the Music Awards, and I'm doing two more Music Award shows of, you know, different types in this year as well. But, you know, you got to get your people to vote. You know what I mean? Like, that artist that, you know, knew his song was going to be spinning tonight or thought it was going to be spinning tonight, you know, all day long he should have been telling people, look, my song is going to be spinning, this is where you listen to it, and this is where you call in. You know, you got to build your fan base now more than ever. Now more than ever, your fan base is the most important thing that you have. There's nothing else more important than your fan base. And I even argue that unfortunately, even when it comes down to quality of music, if you got a whack song and you got 100,000 people willing to buy that song at $2 a piece, then guess what? For a lot of people, that's a hit song.
Yeah.
That's 200 grand. So, you know, new people say, you know, people always say, oh, I got the hottest song. Everybody in my town love me. If you come to my town, oh, it's going to be crazy out there. I promise you. I say, do this. I said, pick a place, go and pick a place, pick a date, and pick a time. Tell all these people that love you dearly, that you tell me that love you and love your music, tell them you're going to be performing at Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and it's $5 to come in. If you can get 500 people there, then I'll do whatever you want me to do. Because that's your measuring stick right there. Ain't nobody as hot as a person that's willing to spend some money to hear their music or see them perform. That's how you determine who you hot. Not your people standing out there, not your people in the studio. None of that determines how hot you are. The people, at least if you try to get a deal, what determines that is how many people will either pay for your product or pay to come see you. If it's 10 people, that's fine. But next month, you need to make sure it's 20 people. The month after that, you need to make sure it's 50 people. And so forth and so on.
And that's the truth. And that's the truth. And like I said, we support them and what they're doing. But like I said, just like O said, if you want to really brand your stuff and you really want to get it out there, I mean, you got your neighbors. You got all these people that say they're your peoples, they're your family. Let them show how much the peoples they are and tell them to call in and support you. Tell them to request music. Tell them to call in. You know what I'm saying? Tell them to come there when we live on the move radio and different things like that, and tell them to come through. Tell them to come through, man.
If you see, people still think that the record labels are signing off of talent. And they are to a certain degree. They are signing deals off of a certain amount of talent. But they're also signing deals based on fan base because the labels are really got really lazy at this point. They're signing people that got movements. They're not signing Joe Schmo out of the blue that they heard about from this person unless you can do production and you can play like 7 or 8 instruments and stuff like that. And then that's a different story because they want a piece of that production money too. But if you're a straight up rapper, they're looking for artists that have a movement and have a body of people behind them. That's what they want.
And that's the truth. And ain't no lie about that. It's like, you know, just like take for instance, like with Old Situation and Lush Radio. I started Lush Radio. I've been in the music business and marketing for a minute. But I started Lush Radio in July and Street Queens the Movement. And I mean, I've been grinding and everybody's been seeing my movement and been coming to me. And I support their movement, you know what I'm saying? And they've been coming through. But you got to grind. People recognize grind. You know, if you're lazy, nobody's going to waste their time with you. Nobody's going to waste their time with you. Like I say all the time, cool, we say, if not moving together, then we ain't moving at all. And we really need to start supporting our independent artists and our people that's doing stuff. And real talk, for the independent artists that are doing it, when you're going to go see a DJ to present them with your music, don't present them anything while they're spinning. Wait while they're about to set up or before they're going in.
Yeah.
You're more liable for to rotate your stuff, you know? And
you're
make sure you build relationships with your local DJ. He got flyers, pass out his flyers. Get him a drink or something. Get in with that DJ. Because he knows other DJs that might be liable to help you spin your stuff. You know? You have to really, 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 you know, seriously invest your money in your brand. And you ain't going to get nothing at all if you don't. You have to spend money to make money, point blank. Now, if you're smart enough to, you know, get somebody to invest in you, then that's great. But make sure that it's worth them spending their money on. Because if you're lazy and you ain't grinding, there's no purpose. Seriously. You know, like, okay, you spent $200 on some brand new kicks, but you can't spend no money on getting your own flyers done or at least some business cards so when you're networking you can give somebody a card. Come on, man. What's up with that, O?
I don't know. People, you know, your priorities got to be in the right order. You know what I'm saying? You need to, and definitely, you know, artists, you need to a certain degree look the part. You know what I'm saying? The hip hop industry is based on people, you know, looking clean, crisp, and fresh, and that's a part of it too. That's your image. That is a part of your marketing piece. But you got to make sure that the other part is taken care of first. Because artists are really quick to take care of the shoes and the coat and the new fresh hats. Like you said, they don't have no business presence, no business cards, no photos of them, no good photos, you know, not camera phone photos, no web presence. They don't have any of that stuff. So in order for them to do business, you got to have some business tools.
And that's the truth.
You're not serious about it. You just kind of after the quick fix. And the way the music game is now, there is no such thing as a quick fix anymore because, you know, they're already tired on stuff because nobody's really selling a lot of records. So that means signing a new artist is even tougher. It's even tougher. So you got to be on your game. You got to be a student of the game.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on. We already know Viacom owns everything. And, you know, the thing about it is they've always told us that we need to fight against each other. But all along, they've been working together. So you have to work together, and you really have to invest in your business. And read. People, please read. Pick up a book. Go on the worldwide internet. If you don't know something, look it up. Read. Get an LLC. Incorporate your business. Do something. Have your business together.
There's another thing I always tell people. Like, yo, oh, I don't have no money. You know what I mean? Money is not always the key. You know, there's certain things that you can't do without money, granted. But there's always, my philosophy is even when people come to me and they say, look, I don't have a budget, what can I do? And I'll give them a little, like, this is what you can do until you don't have any money. Of course, my sex is free. But, I mean, I used to go before I could afford certain things. I would go in Barnes & Noble or my local bookstore. Whatever book was on when I wanted to learn about, whether it was theory of film production, whether it was music, whether it was music industry, whether it was how to write a business plan, I would go in there, find the book, sit down, read the book, you know, and when I stopped, I would write down, I would have me a little notepad, and I'd write down what page I was on. I put the book back, and then just go. You can stay in Barnes & Noble and read all day long if you want to. And for a while, I hadn't bought a book. I remember a two-year period, I didn't buy a book. I just went in there and read, wrote down what page I was on. Then I went back in there and read the next time. I just picked up where I left off. And nobody bothered me or had a problem with it. So there's a way to do it. The problem with people is they want to do it their way, or they want to do it what they believe it should be, what they've seen on TV, or what they thought 50 did, or what they thought T.I. did, or this person or that person. You know, it's just about you and your passion and how hard you're willing to work.
Or you can go to your neighborhood library.
Yeah.
Okay?
That too.
You can go to your neighborhood library. And shout out to, you know, Side Gangsters and All Music, you know what I'm saying, to the kids in the chat room and the guests and stuff, you know, for listening in on the show. Man, I try to educate people through music, you know, because a lot of people, you can have a whole bunch of blog talk radio shows, a whole bunch of internet radio shows. Yeah, music is all good, but what are we teaching the people? If you're not learning nothing from it, to me, I feel like it's no purpose, you know. You have to be able to take some type of knowledge away from, you know, what I'm doing. Because like I said, I don't do it for me, I do it for the people. If you're not learning anything, then I haven't accomplished my job at all, you know. So, you know, if you could give people, you know, that's up and coming, that wants to be a manager of an artist or want to be, you know, into production, what advice would you give them for the youth?
I would say read. I mean, not to beat a dead horse, but there's a book on anything in this world that you want to do or want to learn about. There's a book on it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I would start. And the second thing I would do, I would find somebody that does it, that's in, you know, close enough proximity to me, and just roll up on them and ask to work for free. I used to carry speakers. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was carrying speakers during the Biggie tour. You know what I mean? But that's the biggest tour pretty much in hip-hop history, even beyond the J-Tour that just went out. But, you know, I think that was the biggest hip-hop tour ever. I was carrying speakers during that tour. You know what I mean? But what I learned is I can't put, and the people that I met, the contacts, I can't put a price on that. You know, in the music industry, go to conferences and festivals, not the BET Awards. That doesn't count. That's an award show. People are there to party. You know what I'm saying? Go to the business music conferences. Billboard has. We go every year. Me and Soldier, anybody, any other of my clients, we go to Billboard every year. We go to Atlantis Music Festival. I haven't been yet, but I hear South by Southwest down in Texas is big. Go to the business, or not the award shows. Like, I mean, Joe, you know, they have the Ozone Awards. That's an award party event. My award show, it's not panel based. You know what I'm saying? It's a celebration of people who've done good music. That's not, they're not learning awards. I'm talking about ones that have panels that are going to have professional industry people, not celebrities, talking about the business of music. You know, go to those type of business panels so that you can learn about what the business that you're in. So though I love those times because I learned so much. We never come away from one of those conferences where we were not 10 steps ahead than where we were when we first got there. That's really, really what I would say. My first one was this year. I enjoyed the Core DJ retreat. You know, shout out to T. Neal. I enjoyed that retreat a lot. It was, even after all the stuff that I've seen and done, it was actually a beneficial event for me to attend. I want to try to make it down to Gainesville for C. Wakely and them summit or what have you. I've heard a lot of good things, but I haven't been yet. But things like that are good information. You don't have to sponsor. Just go. Just go and network. Talk to people. Say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm trying to do. And if you step to people, you know, if they can, usually they'll help out. You know what I mean? We're always willing to work with people as long as it's mutual. You know what I'm saying? As long as everybody is supporting everybody, it's a mutual game. We always leave our door wide open.
And that's the truth. And, like, the other thing that I was, you know, and he's talking about conferences, coming up at the end of, like, March is the Winter Conference that's going down in South Beach this year. And I hopefully will be attending down there, and it's going to be really big. I mean, it's going to be international connects. Everybody's going to be down there, so it's going to be the real deal. End of March. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see some of you up-and-coming artists down there. You know, but it's definitely going down.
Definitely. You don't have to start out with, you know, Miami or New York or Atlanta. Go to conferences, you know, close to you. Start small. You know what I mean? If you don't have the money to fly down to South Beach and hotels and all that stuff, then find the one closest to you. Start right there. And you know what? If you don't have a music conference, start one. Carter, you know, like, there wasn't a Carolina Music Awards until I started. I was like, you know what? My market doesn't have a music award show. So if nobody else is going to do it, hell, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you know, be a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Be a trendsetter.
And if you call me, if you listen to this radio show and you don't have conferences and award shows and stuff in your market, call me. I'll show you how to set it up. I'm going to ask for a piece of it, but I'll show you how to set it up.
That's what it is. And even that, not even that, if you can't get do the conference, you can do conference calls. You know, do your own conference call and, you know, invite people and, you know, exchange knowledge and stuff or jump on some of these conference calls. And also, for up-and-coming artists, go to www.trunkhustlers.com. They're always doing hot conference calls, and they'll give you more information. Or go to www.mixshowblast.com. You know, or go to www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com, and you can go to any one of those spots, and they're doing conference calls, giving you good information. And if you don't know, if you're not able to make it, start your own conference call and invite people. And, you know what I'm saying, be a trendsetter. Don't wait for everybody else to get your cell phone. And that was a good note from Russell Simmons on the book Do You. The book Do You from Russell Simmons. It's a hot book.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's what it comes down to. It comes down to, because that's what, you know, like I said, our market was not, you know, three or four years ago, nobody was thinking about this market. And we just had to get in and say, you know what? Nobody's from another market is going to say, hey, let us help you out. Let us put you on the map. You got to get up in there and do it yourself. You know what I mean? So that's what we did. We started on award shows. We started on DJ pools and all those things, and definitely everything you just said. I'm a member of Trunk Hustlers. I'm a member of, if not pretty much all of those sites. The Urban Entertainment Spot is our D Blake's piece. We're a member of those. And you really got to get into all these situations and network. But at the core of it, if you've tried to put your music out and you ain't getting what the support you feel like you need from, like you said, certain conferences or war shows, then create your own shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we did. Because we didn't have any other choice. And once you create it, trust me, people will come. I get so much feedback from the music awards at this point that it's crazy. So that's what you got to do. And also, we got salute to the DJ.com. All DJs, definitely when you get a chance, www.saluteto.com. So yeah, definitely check that out. It's just something we're doing to give back to DJs in honor of you know, everything that the DJ does for music.
Definitely, definitely check out Salute to DJs. It's hot, man. And if you're a DJ, upcoming DJ, you know what I'm saying? It's a good networking site, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people forget that the DJs are the record breakers. They're the tastemakers. They're the ones that, you know, make you artists get out there. So, you know, this is a definitely good thing that O is doing with the whole Salute for the DJs. So make sure you jump on it and support that movement. Also, O has a situation with Nancy O doing the Women in Hip Hop celebration. Tell the people about that situation.
I manage the Nancy O radio show. Nancy O is a young lady. She's been in radio, I want to say like 6 or 7 years. I can't call it the exact date. She probably can get on me for that. And also for the last 3 years, she's done a 3-hour radio show called Women of Hip Hop. And so this year, we're going to add to that. She still has a 3-hour radio show with all females, all hip-hop. And now we're going to do an honors event, after party, and a concert to add on to that on March 14th. So we got Nicki Minaj involved. We got shout out to Kim Ellis and DJ Conchetta out of Atlanta. We got about 10 different radio station music directors, all female, that's going to be in town. Shout out to Neek. Tori in the Midday 104. It's a long list of people. We got Beyonce's DJ coming in town from New York. Darion, Beyonce's DJ, see who play. We just got a whole bunch of people just honoring women in hip hop. So we decided that was something that she was passionate about. She's also like very, very passionate about independence and very passionate about women in hip hop. So that's that piece. Salute to the DJ. I want to go back to that with young DJs. You know, we got African Bambaataa is coming up on the site. You know, big shout-out to OG Crazy Eddie. So African Bambaataa is going to be there. I just got word, you know, Hoop Kid, Flex, K-Slay, all these guys are going to come on board, do interviews, and be on the site. So if you're a young DJ, a new DJ, you got access to wisdom and knowledge and connections that you would never have otherwise. And it's no cost. Just go on the website and set it up and add friends. So we're going to have a Legends DJ area at Bambaataa. And we're talking to Cool Herb, Grand Wizard Theodore. That's wisdom. That's DJing at hip-hop's birth that you can talk to. And when they hit me, I was crazy excited about just the fact that people that who were starting hip-hop for us, you know, just to be able to have a conversation, an email with them is legendary. Like I said, my man, OG Crazy Eddie, on the site now, some of his pictures where he, you know, is hanging out with these guys and working with them, it's just crazy. So if you were even thinking about DJing, you're just starting DJ, you could never get that type of access before. So, you know, it's just incredible to me. But I'm definitely Women in Hip Hop. You know, we're in other types of music. I'm the director of the Southern Country Music Awards as well. 2010, I got a rock award show that we're doing. So I just don't stop and just hip-hop and R&B. Music is universal. And so we get involved in all types of music. Shout out to my DJs. I got DJs on the site in the Ukraine, in Paris, working on Japan right now. So it's all, this thing is global. Don't just stay in one lane. Be, you know, as many places as you can be. While I'm talking, I want to shout out Kadar Whittle from Hell Date. You know, he's an actor, and we're getting ready to do a couple of TV productions together because he has a situation with BET. So I met him kind of out of the blue, and it was just two brothers that said, hey, let's do something, because he had better access to BET than I did, but he liked a lot of my ideas and concepts for TV. So, and I mean, this is somebody I've known for maybe 2 weeks to 30 days, because it's cliche, but real recognize real. It don't take me too long to talk to some person to know if they're full of it or not. It only takes a few minutes. If you're about business and you're about getting in and you understand certain things, you know what I mean, and you understand what business is about, it don't take long. You know, if you're going beating around the bush and you got a bunch of L, oh, nigga, I'm friends. all that extra. Nah, let's get you some money, baby. I don't got time to talk about all that. You know what I'm saying? Either we can do the deal or we can't. And if we can't do the deal, it's no hard feelings. You know, maybe next time. This just wasn't the deal that we were meant to work together on. But, you know, let's get the money, get in, get out. You know what I mean?
And that's what it is. And you know what I'm saying? And Z-Rob, oh, tell the people where they can get in contact with you, man, and, you know, hit you up, man.
Yeah, no doubt. My phone, the phone is 919-413-7401. I'll be honest, you know, people, now, I don't really do a lot of phone. This is probably the most I've been on the phone in, you know, years. The best place to reach me is email or instant messages. I'm on that, like, all the time. So my email is a personal email, not a company email. I'll shout it out, OENTINC@gmail.com. That's how dedicated I am to listening to people, because you never know where the next idea is coming from. And I know I've talked to people and given them things that I wanted to do. They brushed me off, and now it's making money. They regret that they didn't get involved. I don't want to be that way. You know what I mean? I want to hear their ideas, because it could be a million-dollar situation. You can have, even though I get TV pitches all the time, you can have the next big reality piece. That's crazy. So I try to stay available at least to hear people. But the best way is going to be to get you a Gmail account. If you don't got a Gmail account, you're in the entertainment business. I don't know. I really don't know what you're doing. But go get a Gmail account and you know, email me or IM me, and we'll go from there. But that's my contact info.
Oh, tell them about that Twitter, too, so they can follow you on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Super O. And I'm going to say some crazy stuff while I'm on Twitter. That's my free place to really talk about how fresh I am. So if I say something and it takes you the wrong way, then, I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, I'm Super O on Twitter. You follow the whole Twitter. It's out of control. You got to get on that. For business and for fun.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, I got crazy people following me, and I know Soulja got people following. So you know, Twitter is like serious. So definitely jump on Twitter, and you know, oh, like I said, man, mi casa, su casa. I see your movement and what you're doing, and I'm so glad that you're able to even call on here and talk. Cause dogs, it's hard to talk to you on the phone.
I don't really like the phone, but I would text instant message, because it's, you know, the schedule is so crazy and phone conversations take longer. Usually I'm on the phone if we closing some money deal, then I ain't got no choice but to be on the phone. But regular information, man, I can communicate back and forth. Or I always say, people, if you need to talk to me, you know, we got to do a time. We got to be like Monday at 3:00. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But just like a random call, you're not going to get me on a random call, because I'm but why am I want to make sure I shout out Nancy O? I went the whole thing and didn't talk about Nancy O. She'd be pissed at me. But shout out to Nancy O. She's got two FM radio shows that she's doing right now. We're about to add, I manage the radio shows. We're about to add two more FM stations to her syndication list. So she's definitely expanding the number of stations that she's on. I don't know the call numbers by heart. But you can go to the NancyORadioShow.com and see all about her, all about how you get your music played on her stations, and all about women of hip hop and some other stuff that she's doing. You know, just shout out to everybody that we work with. I don't want to go down another 45-minute list of people. Definitely support Lush. Like I said, I haven't. To me, you know, this is a tribute to her. It's amazing. We haven't, none of us, myself, her, or Soulja, haven't known each other. I don't even think it's been a full 30 days yet. As a matter of fact, I know it hasn't, and I feel like we've already accomplished so much together. And I'm. And the beautiful thing as management for me, I can be somewhat out of the loop. And, you know, she and Soulja can do, you know, what she's great at doing, and I can just get information, which leaves me free to go create other situations for everybody. And that's how we grow. We want that. I don't want a person on our team that we got to kind of hold their hand and babysit. You you know, if anything, she was holding our hand and leading us along, and, you know, and so that we're learning too and getting stuff done at the same time. And if your team is not structured like that, then, you know, we're going to outrun you every time.
Oh, man, you almost made me cry, dog. Dang.
I'm just really, you know, like, I go back to my original point, man. Good people are hard to find because, you know, I'll have somebody working with us, and, you know, they'll go out with us, or they'll go to Atlanta with us or wherever we're going at that time. So we go, we're in VIP. We're in, you know, situations and spots and meeting celebrities. That's really good that people would not, I don't care about that shit no more. That's old for us at this point. You know what I mean? But, you know, people get all gassed up behind that, but they don't want to do the work to go with it, though. So they're excited about, yeah, I want to, you know, be involved and work with China. All right, cool. But, you know, when we leave, that's when the real work starts. You got to be a part of the real work. They just want to do the fun shit, which is not necessarily, like I said before, ain't really no fun for me per se, because that's old news. You know, I'm trying to get the business done. So we run through a lot of those people who just want to be there for the celebrity side and the flossing side and the bottles and all that type of stuff. But really, you know, that's not what we're about. We're about this work. We're about this business. You know, that's a small part of it for us. And like I said, it's hard to find good people that understand that it's about the business of it all.
That's what it is, man. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, tears is coming out of my eyes, like busting, killing me right now, Doc.
Wow.
Man, make sure y'all support Owen and his movement. Make sure y'all support Young Soldier because he's all about that glow. And my glow is so vicious right now, man. You know, especially when Super O said all them wonderful words about me, you know what I'm saying? My glow is just a luminous right now. So.
Okay.
Support O. Make sure you go to Salute to the DJs. Make sure you check out Nancy O Radio Show. Make sure y'all check out O and everything he's doing with production and the whole Southern Entertainment Awards and the Country Awards. Make sure you, you know, if you're a DJ and, you know, you're interested in Young Soldier, make sure you hit me up or hit Soldier up at youngsoldier7@gmail.com. If you're trying to spin his music or hit me up at CEO Lush Radio Online. @gmail.com or oentertainment@gmail.com because, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. It's all about that glow.
I want to say one more thing before I get out of here. You know, another thing for me in this industry, man, so many people, they fabricate what they have done and what they haven't done, and it makes it hard to know who to work with and who to trust. So my whole thing is this. I want to give out my other website. So when I say I do TV and I have stuff on broadcast TV on Fox, you can go and see it for yourself. I don't want nobody to be like, yo, maybe he's lying. Maybe, because I've had a lot of people lie to me and say they did X, Y, and Z that they haven't done. You know what I'm saying? So I try to make it factual about everything that's involved with O. So with that said, my personal website, oentinc.com. That's my personal website. It shows everything that we do. My television website for the last reality show that I've done, the new one that I'm about to shoot, is not up there yet, but it's realseriousbusiness.com. That's my 13-episode reality show that's syndicated on different Fox networks in different parts of the country. And if you want, you can even, I'm going to give you my government. You can Google me. My name is Omar McCaleb. McCallop. You can Google me and all my TV shit and stuff will come up. I'm not no playing around doing this. I'm a business dude, get money 100%. So that's who I am. That's where I'm at.
That's what it is, man. It's not a game. They don't call him Super O for nothing. For real. When he takes it, when he rips off that jacket, man, you're going to see that S right there. So that's what it is. Man, support him in his movement. Remember, Lush, man, you know, Lush Radio, my movement is your movement. If we ain't moving together, we ain't moving at all. Please support these people. Shout out to CoolV, TrunkHustlers.com, Mix Show Blast, Fuse Box Radio, you know what I'm saying, Core DJs, you know, all my Cat Street Queens, The Movement, Exclusive Fashion First, Game Face, everybody, Young Soldier, you know, Madam Madonna, Silent Disorder, all my people doing they want to, man. Our president is in office, and it's not a game. So come on, man. Let's get our stuff together, man. And remember, it's all about that glow. And your girl's Lushy Lush, and I'm out. You just officially got stamped. Later.